Okay, TOK is the outline feedback for Ana Luis. So first of all, I read through the whole thing. No big complaints. Surprise, surprise, huh? However, it is always going to be however. You basically mentioned the common thread throughout your two cases is that this interestedness relates to personal motivation. Okay, so you say that in the sciences at the beginning there's some kind of a personal motivation necessary, and also in the arts there is some kind of a personal and subjective motivation for whatever necessary. My advice is maybe you, I'm not saying that leave this, but maybe you can also interpret the concept of disinterestedness a little bit more, okay? Is it only personal motivation, or can it not also be something else as well? Auf breitere Basis stellen, okay? That is probably my main suggestion. And also, it is like this, that your claims that you mentioned here, for example, AOK1 counterclaim, in order for knowledge to be persuaded in the first place, is not a claim. Just be careful of your English here. I often only understood what you actually meant by actually reading the explanation. So sometimes I felt that the explanation that you mentioned, that these are actually the better claims than your actual claim. Okay, it's from an English perspective. Okay, so for example, in the sciences, disinterestedness is important in many aspects. I personally would not leave it like this. In the sciences, disinterestedness is important. What are these aspects? Okay, in order to remove or reduce the influence of subjectivity. Okay. So simply from the English aspect, kind of explain why it is important, okay? So just formulate the sentence, the intro sentence a little bit, give it more content, okay? Because by reading this, I didn't get any information out of that. I had to read your explanation in the next line, okay? So then I had to kind of pull this together myself a little bit, why it is important in many aspects. What are these aspects? Yeah, and then actually it's not in many aspects, and then you talk about one aspect, and that's this wishful thinking or subjectivity, and bias, okay? Also, you mentioned a lot of TOK theory, selection bias, confirmation bias, interpretation bias. To be very honest here, these selection, confirmation, interpretation bias are often used in history, but I'm not saying that they cannot be used in the sciences as well, but then please explain this. How does selection bias and confirmation and interpretation bias, how do they actually play a role, okay? And how are they connected with disinterestedness, okay? So this is something we have to tie the strings together more, okay? Also, in the art, the definition of art as well as what its support should be is unclear. No, it's very clear. There are different views of this, okay? I don't like it when people say it's unclear, okay, or we don't know. Well, there are different alternative views of this, okay? I do not really understand. Also, sometimes, again, here the same thing. It doesn't quite tie it together. There is no art without subjectivity and emotion. What about applied arts? I don't know. But then you try to explain this, that it's unclear. Well, then if it's unclear, then how can there be no art without subjectivity? So I don't see, okay? So the point is link this more. Try to do the following. To force yourself into this structure, try to answer or try to include the word disinterestedness in every paragraph that you write, okay? And then explain what disinterestedness is in the sciences, in arts, okay? And also it might be that claim and counterclaim, maybe you have different definitions or different views of disinterestedness, but try to include it to force yourself always back to the main answer, okay? Example, Vincent van Gogh used colors to express his emotions, which many people can relate to when they look at pictures. This is very subjective from both sides. Then tell me, how can they relate to this? And is the subjectivity important? And does this mean that art is not disinterested, or that there is some kind of another agenda there? You see, tie it together. How does this very subjective, how does this relate to the concept of disinterested? Okay. And the next question is, and that's also something that you might want to not overlook, is pursuit of knowledge. What does this mean? Please try to explain what pursuit of knowledge means in the sciences, in the arts. Because again, this could mean something different. Okay, so generally the ideas are there. Generally, I see a good structure. Okay, but as so often, not explicitly always linked back to the title. Okay, so enough for today. All the best.